Hey everyone, Radical Russ here at the Boise Hemp Fest in beautiful Boise, Idaho. I've stopped here at the desk for some grassroots organizers for the Green Party. Tell us your names and what you're involved with here.
Hi, I'm Sage. This is Carissa.
I'm Riley.
And we're collecting signatures to allow Green Party ballot access for the presidential election. It's the fourth largest party in America, and they should be on there along with Johnson and Trump and Clinton.
So Idaho doesn't have the Greens on the ballot at this point?
No, not yet.
Wow. What is it going to take for that to happen? Yes. A certain number of signatures?
About 500 more signatures, maybe. It only requires 1,000, but we're aiming for 2,000 to get enough, you know, good signatures. I mean, if you've been involved in, you know, petitions or things like that before, you know, you got to get a few more than what you really need to get the good ones. Especially on weed issues, honestly.
Sure. Now, Idaho is well known for being a highly conservative state. What's it like trying to fight for Green Party access here?
Actually, pretty easy. The more conservative place is, the more the people who want something decent, like, say, legalization or Green Party, will make time for you to sign things.
Really? So it's a situation where they're kind of tired of the status quo and they're looking for any option, even if it's one they may not agree with?
Well, the thing here is everyone knows that this is not a swing state.
Yeah.
So it's completely safe to vote your conscience in Idaho.
True.
And at least the silver lining is if you get a certain number of votes, a percentage of the vote, then it really helps the Green Party out further their platform.
Yeah.
So anybody who's for liberal and progressive things should, you know, just vote straight up for Jill Stein in Idaho.
I know in 2000 I voted for Ralph Nader because I was living here in Idaho. I could vote for Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter. The Republican's going
to
win Idaho.
To be fair, yes, in Idaho your vote does not in fact count. At least not for the election, but it can count for other things.
That's right. And building Green Party access, building more access for third and fourth, even fifth parties would be a good thing in this country.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, at some point, you might have to structurally change how it works to something more parliamentary to get five parties that are viable.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least getting, you know, a choice that's not Democrats or Republicans would be awesome.
I've been a longtime proponent of range voting. Have you heard of that?
Is that like ranked choice?
Yeah, like ranked choice, like multiple choice voting.
Like instant runoff?
Yeah. Anything to change our, you know, winner-take-all system.
It would be difficult to get the winners to go for that, though, because the Republicans or Democrats would have to be the ones voting yes on that, and that's, how do you get them to do that?
I say we do it through state initiatives, like we did medical marijuana.
Yes.
And you get enough states that are doing that, and people see the results of that type of voting, and they'll start to want that in their state that doesn't have an initiative, and there'll be some pressure.
That could be literally the only viable plan for them.
I think so. Well, good luck on collecting signatures here for the Green Party.
Just so you guys know, that is part of the Green platform, is legalizing marijuana. It has been for the longest time before it was popular for people to say that.
That's absolutely true, for as long as I can remember. Thanks so much for your hard work and your activism, and good luck for the rest of the day.
All right. You have a good day, Russ.
You too.